have a husky morning voice. I like it.
I do. I'm like, good morning, everyone. Hi.
Hi.
It's been so long.
It has. Hi, guys. I'm Vanya. I'm the ROM. Hello.
And I'm Avrin, and I'm the crime. And this is ROM Crime, back after an unexpected hiatus.
Right. Took us a while.
Due largely to what half of our show is about, which became something that half of us couldn't talk about.
Exactly. Exactly. I felt like I honestly even reached out to SAG and they're like, no.
Don't do it. Well, hey, it's totally fine. I'm so glad that the strike is over.
Me too.
And we can talk about all of the movies and TV shows we are digging and then tie them into some crimes. Even though today is just going to be more of a like, hey, ROM criminals,
oh,
how
yeah.
you
We're
been?
We're just so happy to be back. Oh my God. Yeah. But I will say, and I said this on my other podcast that's also back, Mike and Vanya Cannot. I was so mad at SAG-AFTRA for taking Halloween away from us.
Did you see that SNL sketch?
I did.
That
it was so
hilarious.
Funny. And I understand. Like, I was like, yes, we're fighting for, you know, all sorts of things. Use of AI. And a lot of stuff was surrounded around TV and like stuff like that that I haven't been in yet, but I'd really like to. So if anyone wants to, thanks, SAG, help me out. No, but what I'm saying is I was like, that is literally the meanest thing you could do to a theater person or whatever.
Right, take away Halloween. Or basically be like, you can't be any character that's ever been depicted on television or film.
I
mean, like, what does that leave me?
I had already bought my Cruella de Vil costume and I
and
rocked the shit
so
out of it.
So freaking awesome. Yes, you did.
You.
No, it was amazing with your little boy as one of your Dalmatian puppies.
I made his costume.
So good.
You know, and
I didn't, you know, I was on a road trip during Halloween. I was literally like driving through Nevada or Utah.
Ooh. And wait, where'd you go?
So we did, I guess, a half country, like cross half country road trip to Kansas to celebrate my mother's birthday.
Aww.
And so we took our time. We took like 3 days to get. I guess that's not really taking our time. That's how long it takes to
really?
Get there. But we planned it out so that we drove through like beautiful places on the way out. We did Sedona.
Ooh, I've never
which
been.
Which was gorgeous. Oh my God, we got to go.
Let's go.
Because it is, I don't know, there is something so uniquely otherworldly about certain parts of Arizona and Utah, and I'm sure, you know, other states as well, but those two specifically on this trip, I was like, hot damn, I feel like I'm on a different planet.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really want to go to Zion, too. I hear that.
We drove through that on the way back.
Ooh, yeah.
We even, like, stopped and got out and, like, did a little hike.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, got to get the dog some exercise after being trapped in the car.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it makes sense to me. Like, I've never been my family never was like an RV family or whatever, but I do understand the desire to run across this country, drive across it, because it's like beautiful.
For real. It's kind of it's a wonderful reminder too, that like there are so many places, you know, they're not highly populated because they are like, they're protected lands,
right.
You know, they're national parks, so nobody lives there.
Right.
And it's so vast and like untouched. And I felt like I was in like on Mars multiple times.
So crazy.
But yeah, it was really fun.
That's so great. But
I
was watching.
But that was during Halloween.
I mean, and that's sad that you missed Halloween.
I know.
It was
kind of
holiday.
A bummer. But I got some cheap ass candy the next day though for the road trip.
I still have lots of candy that I've hidden from the kids. So if you need some candy, I've got it.
Oh, deal.
So much. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Sign me up.
I
got a couple more weeks of just eating whatever I want before I'm like, okay, we'll rein it in January.
I know. My God. I don't know what it is about this season. So we just had Thanksgiving. That was really nice. Adam's mom and sis's came. Even our New York
sister. That's so
great. I know. I know. And they were here like only a short amount of time. So it was very, I'm so glad that, because everything's so expensive. I don't know. I worry. You know, I'm like, you spend so much money, but I'm so happy that they came. That was wonderful. We got to put the tree up with grandma and the kids.
Oh, nice.
Freaking, it was the cutest. Honestly, it like filled my damn heart, you know?
I bet.
It
sounds like you guys made really good food.
Oh, it was so good. Oh my God, Avrin, it was so good.
Yeah.
I say this all the time.
Saving that recipe.
But I sent you the
said.
Recipe.
Yeah.
It's this, you guys, it's this date. It's cilantro date chutney and it, I'm embarrassed saying it. I just said chutney. I made a date chutney for you to.
She made a chutney.
But
I like that there's cilantro. Like when you said that, I was like, those are two things I would never have thought like
it's so good
to combine. It sounds amazing.
Tastes, you know, the recipe I got, it was from the lady who made that fat, salt, acid book.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I think she might be of Indian descent of some kind. I'm not sure, but I know she's of not American descent, you know, descent. And so all of her flavors kind of, she makes everything, but it is, and she's an amazing cook. So I will, yeah. I will just post it. I don't know if I'm allowed to, but I'm going to freaking do it on our social media.
Share it.
It's so good. But anyway, Christmas, I'm not a super religious person, as you know, but I love the season. I like the twinkly lights. I like the cheerfulness and the love and all the things.
And all the cheesy movies.
And all the movies. Oh, my God. I have someone to talk about, actually, in a second.
Oh, good.
But I have to tell you this story that.
Okay.
So my son, you know, we have kids that are of all backgrounds at his school. Like, it's nice. There's a diverse, we are of a diverse community of different religions and different, you know, nationalities, yada, yada. So his favorite kid, his favorite friend, mm-hmm. and my son is like, my daughter was like, I don't know, I like everybody when she was in kindergarten. But my son is like, I like two people and that's it. And he's like, and then this little girl comes up to him and is like, tries to hold his hand. And he's like, get away. I mean, he is such a dick. I can't. And he's cute, you guys.
He is so cute, you guys.
He's gonna,
I hope the word you just called him doesn't actually like continue on with it,
because
that
even.
Power that he will wield over all the people,
whomever gender he chooses to go for, he's going to torture them if he's this kind of like aloof dickhead. So let's hope not.
Yeah.
But so anyways, the one kid he's obsessed with is of this family. They're so nice. Really. They're a very, very large family. They're of a Muslim background. Well, guess, you know what? They don't celebrate Christmas. No kidding, right?
Right.
And so his best friend is the youngest of them, of like six kids, and he has a bunch of older brothers. So I'm not enjoying all of this information that's being trickled down to the youngest child, then to my child.
Oh, through the five older brothers?
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
So it's like, it's not just, so he told Calvin that Santa wasn't real.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And I was irate because, you know what? I want to.
He's only five.
I get it. If you don't want to do that, like there's been talks on the internet where it's like, we're a non-Santa household. Fine. That's fine. But guess what?
Yeah.
I'm a child in my head and I want to pretend. God damn it.
Yeah. You're like, we are a Santa household.
Yeah. And we're a stupid. Oh, my God. I'm not going to make this a podcast episode about me, but holy shit, guys. Elf on a Shelf. I got my work cut out for me. It starts tomorrow.
Oh, are you doing it?
Yeah, we did it last year. But the good thing is,
I think it's really creepy.
It is. It's creepy as shit. And you know what? I kind of like scaring my kids a little bit. So
yeah, that's what I was going to say. If you lean into the creepy factor, then I'm totally on board with Elf. I just remember the first time I saw one, I was like, what the heck
is
that?
Well, and now there's animals. So they both have, I'm going to get the kids little puppies or whatever. Anyway, because puppies are the best thing in the world. But the good thing is my oldest daughter, she knows what it is. So she's going to help me. Like last year, even she was
good.
Like, Mom, you didn't move the elf. I was like,
oh, you're like, oh, I'm sorry.
And
I'm doing a lot.
They named the elf Jeff.
Jeff the elf.
Yeah.
Well, that ties in with what we're going to talk about later.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yes.
Creepy.
Anyway, so just to circle back quickly, he told him there's no Santa. He's also told him about all kinds of other horror movies and different things that little kids shouldn't yet really know about, but whatever. I said, Calvin, his family doesn't celebrate Christmas, and so of course he doesn't believe in Santa, you know, and it's sad.
Yeah.
But that's okay. And so I think we got through it okay, but I was just like, I was disappointed and pissed off, but I will live through it.
Fair enough. I feel like you just be like, Santa always exists in the hearts of those who believe in him.
I know. That's good. I'll do that. And then also I'm like, I really do like this kid and he's obsessed with him. So obviously I have to find a way to be like, okay, so he said this, but also.
Right. Well, also just look out. I mean, I don't know how old his oldest sibling is, but if he's
like high school,
he's just like passing along all kinds of info. That's going to be hilarious to navigate. And, you know,
I know. And they're also like a, you know, a religious family. So I know they're like not letting them watch rated R movies. But of course, the older one's talking about it. The younger one.
I'm sure the older one is totally watching rated R movies.
Right.
Even if they're not
exactly,
supposed to.
Exactly.
That's what you do when you're a teenager.
Yeah. So anyway, that's something I'm navigating in my life right now.
There you go.
But we didn't. So do we have a ROM for your week? Do you have anything good happening in your life besides
I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We went really non-traditional because it was going to be small. It was going to be me, James, and then my father-in-law and my sister-in-law, and then a couple of our friends from the complex.
Oh, good.
But we don't, you know, we have a small kitchen in our little one-bedroom apartment. So we made filet mignon with au poivre sauce, au gratin potatoes, sauteed Brussels sprouts. And then we had to have a couple things. So we made like the stuffing.
Yeah.
Outside of the bird, because we didn't make a bird. And then our friends, they're both Russian, so they made a bunch of like amazing, like there was this, I don't want to say it because I'll pronounce it incorrectly, but it's a very traditional holiday salad that they make in Russia for like Thanksgiving and Christmas. And it was so good. It was like a potato salad on crack. I was like, this is the best thing. It has like ham in it and like pickles. I was like, I'm obsessed.
Oh my God,
I will. I had an amazing meal and it was just nice to, you know, eat good food and be around good people and ended up like back at another neighbor's house with like a bunch of the neighbors just playing music and, you know, doing what you do. So I guess even though I know technically today's Thursday? So it's within the week.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving was a week ago.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, that was my ROM. It was great.
Oh my gosh, that's so good.
What about you?
Well, you know, I'm going to share something that was kind of crazy. It was very scary, but my ROM is that I'm okay. And I did mention this in my other podcast. We just recorded yesterday, but I feel like it's important to share. I found a lump in my breast. And it was really scary. I don't know why I'm getting emotional because I'm totally okay.
No, because it's scary.
And I had to wait like a week to get in to see anybody. So the whole time I'm like, panicking. In my head, like, you know, and our very good friend Suzanne is going through it. And I love you so much. And I'm sending you so much love. And I hope you don't mind I said your name, but I think about her a lot. And I love her so much and I know what she's gone through and it's just the stress of all of it in having children. And I was like the whole week of like preparing my children for me to be dead. And anyways, it's crazy. But I did talk to my friend Suzanne on the phone and she made me feel a lot better. She's like, at least you're getting it checked out. So yeah. I went in and I had the ultrasound, which I was nervous about because I have the dense tissue as a lot of people do. Because sometimes the ultrasounds don't work with that, but it did. And the radial, and I'm just like, anyways, I don't have to go into like how stressful this whole, the week was, but like, but yeah, so it's a cyst and it's like the size of a golf ball. I mean, it's going down a bit.
Oh, good. Are they able to do anything for you for that?
Like she just said, if it hurts, if it's painful, they can aspirate it, which is like. Drain it, gross. I wish it was a pimple on the outside because I would pop the shit out of that thing. Right. I love popping pimples, but yeah. And she said it, you know, in our bodies when our hormones fluctuate throughout our, you know, periods or whatever, then cysts come and go. They kind of it's all in that mix, right? And so yeah, she's like, it'll probably go away, and I'm like, I hope so.
Well, I'm so glad that it is nothing, you know, to be concerned about, and it's most likely temporary, but also I'm very proud of you for like hopping right on it. I feel
that's the key. I think
there are like two categories of people, those that are very like either proactive or immediately reactive and then other people that are like, I'm sure I'm fine. Yeah. I fall a little more into that category, but I will take a lesson.
But you know, when it comes to anything like that in the breasts or the testicles, if the titties or the testes, check them out. Because, you know, remember my cousin passed away because he went to the doctor way too late. And he just, I don't know if he even knew to check, to be honest with you. So,
yeah, I think
feel up yourselves, guys. Feel them up.
Touch yourselves, everyone. Touch yourself. And if you feel something, my mom always said, if there's like something on your body that you keep going back to, that's something that you should check out. She's also, you know, like we're very fair, so skin cancer is a big deal. But she's like, if there's like something on your face that like you're just constantly kind of picking at it or touch that wasn't always there, she's like, that's a sign that you need to look at that because it's not it's not always been there, and it's clearly bothering you.
Yeah, either I mean, I'm a picker, though. I'm like, ruin someone's. Like, if I'm sitting next to my husband and he has something on his arm, he's like, "Ow!" I was like, "Sorry." What is that? Is that an ingrown hair? Because I know I'm disgusting. But here's the thing. I can't even watch the pimple popper thing. I can't watch it. I just want to do it in person. That's all.
You like the experience of it, but to watch. I can't even. The fact that that's a thing that people get down with. I'm just like, oh it makes me feel like I could throw up.
Oh, my God. I know. It's so gross.
I mean.
You know, Cal, my son is like a simple. He's a puker. In the car, so we have those like bio bags everywhere, which, by the way, I wish we would have had those as a kid. They're it just holds
I don't even
your
know
puke.
What that is.
Oh yeah, it's like a throw up bag, but you twist it and then it like is secure so the puke doesn't go anywhere.
Nice.
I can give you
nice.
I had to buy them in bulk because it was anyways I can give you right. some.
I haven't vomited. I'm like Jerry Seinfeld. I haven't vomited in like 8 years or 12 years or something. But
oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, I feel like I literally can't remember the last time I threw up.
Oh, you're so lucky. The last time I threw up, I had a stomach flu and I peed as well. And I missed my friend Christopher's birthday. Sorry.
Could you tell? We were like, we're just going to give
you
all the
tea. Because I missed you and I am happy to be here. Well, okay. So maybe do we have a crime or should we just go into our personal?
I don't have, well, because we kind of just decided like, hey, we can finally do this again. Let's just hop on.
Okay, so
we have a couple things in the works for sure that'll be our traditional format now that we can talk about the movies and the TVs and then I can find a crime to go with it. But Vanya reached out to me about something that had just come out.
But wait,
and then
before we go, I'm so excited about it. But before we go, I did want to mention a rom.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's a com, but it's a rom reality.
Ooh,
and I think it coincides with this. Have you watched the new Golden Bachelor?
No, but I've never watched any Bachelor or Bachelorette. However, when I heard about this one, I will say it was the first time I was kind of like,
oh, watch it. I mean, it's.
But also, how does that 76-year-old man look like he's 45?
Oh, they're just doing a lot of lighting and angles.
I mean, I've only seen like the photos.
Yeah.
So I've never seen him like on TV moving around.
Oh yeah,
but
no.
I saw some pictures and I was like, "There's no fucking way that guy's
they're
like
all
70
touched
something."
No, when you watch it, he talks like this. He's like, you know, he's just a dad, although a dad who likes to. I have to say though because, okay, I have watched The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and all that because it's just that dirty, gross TV that I'm like, make me feel clean.
There's a reason that it's so popular.
You know, and I haven't watched it a lot in a while because now I think I'm just, in my youth, I used to like it. And now I'm like, whatever. I have my love. I don't give a shit. But this one, his like wife died and he's looking for, and she was his soulmate. Dare I say his twin flame. And she died, and so now he's looking for another for the remaining years. Even Adam and I watched together, and we held hands and cried through an episode because it was a lot about like the loss of your lover. And anyways, highly recommend you guys. And another fun fact about this show is one of the contestants, Faith Martin, was like a local radio show host in my hometown.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. So there's like a personal connect.
It's crazy.
You.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I'll check it. I definitely brought it up a couple of times because I feel like maybe not my mom. When I was with my whole family.
Yeah.
I feel like one of my sisters mentioned it. And I was kind of curious just because I was like, well, it could be more fun watching like people later in life, like looking for like that. And like spend the rest of my days. Yeah. This is my end of life companion, even though that life might go on for decades.
Right,
but
it has its cringy moments.
I will check it out.
I will say.
Sure.
Just like they all
just
do.
Just like the regular ones.
And you're
right?
Like, I'm also like, why does no one ever eat? They sit down and the food is just sitting there. And I know they're not supposed to eat, but I would be so hungry. I hope they feed them before they sit down.
Right. Or after.
Or after. I'd be like looking at the food like, I want to eat this food.
Be like, hey, can I have this now?
This is my concern.
You're like, don't waste all that wonderful food.
Honestly.
But he's looking for his twin flame. So I guess if you have Netflix or Amazon, because there's multiple options here.
Right.
Although I didn't watch the Amazon one. The documentary, Vani reached out. It's called Escaping Twin Flames. Mm. You know, she loves a good C-U-L-T. You can't say that because apparently these people are litigious. And they've sued several people who have called them the C-U-L-T word. So that's why in the Netflix documentary, they talk about like mind alignment or like coercive
really
alignment groups. That's why they actively don't use the C-U-L-T
no
word.
No way.
I love it. I think just by spelling it, it's like I'm not calling it that.
Yeah. Well, we're just commentating. We're not.
Yeah. It's just a documentary. Yeah. And Vanya loves a good cult story.
I do.
Which so do I.
And it reminded also, me of that, you know, this story.
Yeah. It's got the vibes.
Adjacent.
It's got the vibes of like apparently during COVID, the online cult became kind of rampant.
Yeah. Well, because people were like stuck at home.
Yeah. Everybody's just no connections. Zooming away. Yeah. No real connections. Isolated, which is like the type of people that you look for, right? Or people who are isolated, who are or could easily become isolated. And then we were all forced to be that person. So we were all susceptible to becoming cult members during lockdown.
I was talking to Adam this morning. I'm like, I don't know how I didn't join a cult in like from my from my college days till now. I don't know how, but I'm okay.
I'm glad you didn't. Yeah. I'm glad you didn't.
I joined the theater.
Also, speaking of other cults, and then we're going to get into this one. But so do you guys remember when Vanya covered Mother God?
Yes.
The cult leader that then died and they kept her body?
Yes. Like mummified.
Her mummified corpse. Her name was Amy Carson or Carlson. I can't remember.
I wrote it down because honestly, I just watched it.
Did you start the doc? So Amy Carlson, there is a new documentary. My sister Jenna reached out. She was like, yo, remember that one episode? And I was like, oh yes, I do. I remember that. She's like, there's an HBO documentary.
It's so good.
It is so good. And it also feels like it's one of the few times I feel like I've watched a documentary about a group of people where the people that they're interviewing are still fully indoctrinated.
I was shocked. Yeah. And
because normally those people won't participate.
It's the same producers that made Hannah Olsen directed it, but it's the same people who brought the Nexium cult one, the Seduced. Oh no, that's the Escaping Twin Flames one. Never mind. But it's wild
because I feel like when you watch these kinds of documentaries, it's always the people that have left, right? Who are like telling, you know, yes. Oh my God, so this is how I got sucked in, and this is when I realized, oh my God, I'm in a cult, and this is how I got away. And this one, I've never seen anything like it. It's like people who are still fully committed and part of the group. So I haven't watched. There was only two available.
Oh.
And then I think there's one more that came out this week that I have not watched yet. But I'm going to watch it today.
Myself.
Oh, okay. Well, the second one.
Really?
Sorry, you guys. It's just like when Vanya told the story, it was a crazy story.
Yeah.
But then when you actually like watch, because that's another thing. Online, live streaming 24 hours a day. Like this is a YouTube cult. And I don't know how anybody watching this would be like, I think I want to be a part of that. There's like a lot of, I mean, I guess if you like drugs.
Right, because she was a partier.
It's like they're really into hallucinogenics, mushrooms all day.
Like getting closer to alcohol, doing drugs, yeah.
Yeah, but lots of also alcohol because she believed that she was God.
Yeah.
And so she said that alcohol was her medicine to numb all the pain she was in from taking on all of the pain of all of the humans on planet Earth.
Oh my God.
That I think she just had like a severe drinking problem.
I think you're right. So I found some critics, and I love it because you know what? I'm so happy you started talking about this because
I know. I was like, thank you, Jenna, for bringing this cult, or not this cult, this documentary about this cult to our attention.
So well. And yeah, they sifted through because the documentary series I watched was just very sort of light on the way they went deep in meeting the people and the characters. But this one is like shot well. And I think that woman, the director and producer, Hannah Olsen, got like to know the people who
for
she
sure,
interviewed.
Because they're really honest with her.
It's crazy.
And like explaining it to her. Like I didn't know, or maybe I just forgot, like the Robin Williams of it all.
Right.
Not that he's part of it, you guys, but he's important to them.
It's so weird.
And Donald Trump's a part of
it. She loves
even though
QAnon and all that stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's weird too. That does make sense. But it's weird because part of the things they're saying makes sense to me. Like love has won. Let's love nature. Blah blah blah. And then they go dark circle or dark turn. So here's what Judy Berman of the Times wrote: in sticking close to Carlson's family and the inner circle, Olson achieves something that has proven impossible for documentarians telling the story of cults, Manson family, and even now the Twin Flames universe. That caused more profound, widespread damage. She makes the appeal of Mother God's largely unhinged worldview legible. And then Nick Schrager said of the Daily Beast, offers an unvarnished peek inside this insular community, demonstrating people's stunning capacity for concocting and embracing ridiculous ideas as a way of coping with unhappiness and trauma.
Yeah. Because that's, I think that is truly what sets this apart from any other documentary, you know, exposing or bringing attention to a group who are on the fringes of like what normal people think is normal.
Right.
Not that anyone knows what normal is, but
true.
We all know what a cult is. They do exist, you know, and to be able to like have interviews with the people that still fully believe.
So crazy.
You don't ever see that other than in like, it's like always third person or now in the age of online, it's like a video they made, but it's not them talking to the person making the documentary.
Watch it, guys. It's amazing. It's really good. On Max, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's on Max.
Good stuff.
But Escaping Twin Flames. I literally had never heard of this. And then Vonnie was like, I want to do the, we've got to talk about this on the show.
It's so wrong crime. It's not even funny.
Yeah, it's perfect because it's literally so... Let's talk the concept. The Twin Flame universe is basically this couple, Jeff and Shalia Devine, although I think their last name is like A-N or I-N. They basically claim to be able to teach people through a series of like exercises and through their book how they can locate their twin flame, which is the one person on Earth.
Crazy.
That you're... destined to be with, right. Which already I'm like, well, good luck with that being a successful.
Yes, they guarantee harmonious union with your destined partner.
But that's like the belief that there truly is only one person.
Yeah.
And so if you find this person, it doesn't matter if they don't like you back.
Right.
You do whatever you have to do. Like, didn't someone go to jail?
Yes. I wrote down one of my favorite lines from the whole thing. It's like stalker school. All those protections orders don't matter. That's what the lady who went to jail, the one who's the DJ. Yeah. I feel so bad for her.
Yeah, because she was encouraged by Jeff to ignore a restraining order. I'm like, and the fact that we already got to like a place with a restraining order, I'm like, that's no bueno. Once you found your twin flame, even if this person, right. I mean, they change their methods over time. Obviously, you have to adapt as a cult leader.
Yeah.
When you realize like your member, you're going to have a hard time keeping members if they're all in prison, you know, and they can't access anything to hang out with you.
The craziest thing to me is they're still up and running. Like their website is up and running. Like I'm not sure if you were going to talk about the mirror exercise because I was so interested.
We should definitely talk about that.
One of the... You know, people want love so bad, whatever. One of their, like, the main tenets of this, what do we call it? High control group.
Yes.
High control group is anytime something goes wrong, they do this mirror exercise. And I looked it up because I was like, I want to know what this is.
Right. Because mirror exercise for me is like a theater thing.
Yes, exactly. But, I know. We all look at each other. I'm definitely been in classes with some of you listening doing the mirror exercise.
And we're just like following each other's every moves, but really just looking into each other's eyes. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So and you're maybe super a little in tune bit with
like culty. I don't know.
It could be. I mean, a lot of the theater stuff we did was, geez, depend. This is why you need
you
to have a
get
good
in the thick of it.
Teach professor who won't take advantage of you. Cause when you do teach acting, like truly, like you have to trust the people who are,
right,
because
you're definitely asking people to be very vulnerable
and go back for some trauma.
But yeah, this is nuts. It's basically like anytime somebody upsets you, don't you have to like flip it and basically be like, I'm actually mad at myself,
right,
for this reason.
Okay, so of course when you go to the website, it doesn't really say, it's like read our book,
you gotta pay.
So it says, yeah, pay. It's like this exercise is covered in depth in the book, Twin Flames, Finding Your Ultimate Lover, written by Jeff and Shalia. And it is also taught throughout their entire body of work. The mirror exercise is the most powerful spiritual tool for self-transformation. It is the only tool you'll ever need, and it works every time. So what is the mirror exercise exactly? This exercise is based on the principle that your entire external reality is a reflection of your inner world. This means that your thoughts and beliefs shape how you experience life. That's kind of interesting, right? Therefore,
yeah, and that also, to me, I'm also like, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Right.
Like,
and that's how they get you, you know? So it says, therefore, you are only ever experiencing whatever is within you. When an upset arises, it is pointing you towards a place within your consciousness that is asking for love. Since only you can control how you choose to feel about something, healing your upsets is in your hands. This is a good thing. It means that no one has the power to take away your peace, your good feeling. The mirror exercise allows you to do just that, heal yourself and feel better again. While it works even if used just once, applying this tool diligently is what truly brings lasting results. Since the twin flame journey is one of awakening to your divine self, this means you'll need to rediscover who you are.
See, what's crazy to me, Vaughn, is that I actually agree with a lot of that.
Sure.
Like, I 100% think it's very healthy and beneficial to acknowledge that you are the only person who can, you have to choose, 100%. Right? Like, how you're going to feel. And nobody else, I mean, yes, people can upset you, but like, nobody else should have enough power over you to like make you unhappy.
Yeah.
It should all come from you. I feel like my dad always said that. He was like,
I
choose to be happy. It's my choice. It's in my control.
I love that.
And nobody else can dictate.
I've said that even to my little ones, where I'm like,
yeah,
I'm not in charge of your happiness. I'm gonna protect you, I'm gonna keep you fed, mm-hmm.
but
you,
it's your job to make yourself happy,
because
like you have to, yeah, because it's hard if you put that on other people, yeah. Then you're just gonna be upset a lot,
especially when you're dating,
yeah, and because everybody is, I feel like we've talked about this before, everybody is kind of like the central figure of their own movie, like we're all the star of our own movie, right? And so if you, as the star of your own movie, are relying on somebody else who is living in this world where they're the star of their own movie to provide you with all the good feelings so that your life feels happy, you're just going to be bummed out a bunch
100%.
Or disappointed a bunch. But I feel like what happens with this mirroring thing, right? So this is the tool, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then once they get you, they take it to another level, which is the mapping, the mind. I don't remember what it stands for, but it's like MAP. And it was like run by somebody who was like in the military.
That's right. Like they had one of their followers who, by the way, all their people, it essentially became like a multi-level marketing thing where the people would be coaching. Yeah. They'd have coaches coaching other people and all the money would be being sifted to them. But yes, one of their people was somebody high up in the armed forces. It's like crazy shit.
With like crazy connections to like pretty like powerful entities within, you know, the military.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically was able to kind of use that to make themselves seem incredibly credible.
Which they are not.
As the leader of these sessions, where some of the former members were saying, this is how they start to get you to separate from your family and your friends. They like basically implant negative childhood experiences.
Right.
Like they suggest like sexual trauma. Like one of them, she was like, they basically put this idea in my head that the reason that I hadn't been successful in finding like my twin flame yet was because of sexual trauma I experienced as a child. She's like, I'm pretty sure that didn't happen.
Wow.
But they got that thought in my head and it made me feel very negatively towards my family, I felt like
not trusting anyone.
Yeah, not trusting
except for
Jeff and Shalia and the coaches. And that to me is like ultimate, you know, like mind control,
exactly.
Crazy shit. But the thing about this documentary that blew my mind. So eventually they kind of changed the rules, right? Instead of like going outward and like, you'll just know it. It turns out your twin flame also has to be a member.
Oh my gosh.
Of this group, which was probably a good marketing strategy until it turns out that like, this cult was really only super attractive to cis hetero. Is that the right way you say that?
Yeah, well, cis women. Is women. Yeah, right.
So are women who are mostly heterosexual, not all, but mostly. And when you have to pair people up, but you only have a bunch of ladies who are looking for a feller, well, that creates a problem. So then they literally say, and that's why that's so interesting. So many people at first were like, this is a very much embrace like the LGBTQ plus community. And when you realize what they're really saying, they started forcing members to basically, you're either the divine masculine or the divine feminine.
Craziness.
And since they didn't have enough men, they basically just decreed that certain female members
right,
were
like,
divine
God
masculine.
Spoke to me and I know who your twin flame is. Or yeah. At some point, Jeff was like, I am God.
Yeah, he said he was basically Jesus and then was like showing pictures of Jesus and pictures of him. And he's like, look, you can see it. And I'm like, well, you have long hair and you're like a hipster white dude. Yeah. You know, like shocker.
There's
you look kind
of
like Jesus. There's tons of people out there that could be like, look at this picture of me next to Jesus.
What do you think?
See it? I see it. But the sheer fact that they insist that all relationships have to have like a divine masculine and a divine feminine inherently is anti-LGBTQ plus,
yeah.
You know, like where it just says like just two people, gender should not be, it shouldn't be required that you have to have both. But yo, this shit got weird.
I was shocked with
my
that episode.
My mind was blown.
I was like, wait, I did not think that this docuseries was going here.
No, I really didn't either. Like you know, you expect certain things from like the sad parents who can't get a hold of their kids, who are desperately like wanting to reconnect with their children, the siblings, the escaped former members who are, you know, filled with like guilt for the things that they did when they were part of the cult. Like all of that is hard and it's very well done, but it's kind of typical, I feel like. And then all of a sudden in the third and final installment in this series, it just took a turn where I was like, wait, what? Say what?
Crazy.
So basically, they're telling people, you know, you're the divine surprise. You're actually a divine masculine. And this other member is your twin flame. And we encourage you to embrace the divine masculine. They say they never forced anybody to transition. However, at least based on what I've read or that former members could say, at least two members who up until they joined this group had never considered themselves trans have had top surgery.
Oh.
One of the former members who, I can't remember her name. I should have written stuff down. No. I was just like, holy shit.
I know. It's a lot of information.
But, you know, now that she's no longer in the cult, she was able to like say, I never once believed like in my deepest heart of hearts that I was a man, but I was told this was the only way I was going to find
it's crazy
my true love. And she was presenting as a masculine, you know, she did, there was
I
no
remember
like,
which one
surgical transition, but like she presented as male, as do many of the members of this group,
like who are appointed.
Yes, who once they've been told that they're the divine masculine. And they had this psychologist or this, I don't know, somebody who knew what they was talking about. They sounded very smart and I was like, dig it. And he was basically saying, what concerns me about this, because we can't say that they are doing these things without them suing us. He's like, what concerns me is that gender is something that you feel. And he's like, it's so... When I hear people say, like, this is who I am supposed to be, not who I am.
Right.
Or who I've always been deep down inside, but this is who I'm supposed to be. Mm. He's like, that is the opposite of what it means to, like, embrace your true gender identity. And so I was like, that is the perfect way to describe it.
Yeah.
These people who had, you know, or not, I'm not all of them, I can't blanket, but people who have never once before said that they felt like they were in the wrong body or they were the wrong gender, but they were told by an outside force, which is this asshole of a couple. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Also, we'll talk about them because they suck.
Yeah.
Not only do they suck for what they did, but even like just watching them, if I was Shalia, I would be like, shut the fuck up, dude.
He's
I'm
so
out.
He's so mean to her.
He's so awful to her. But then she's also so fucking awful.
Yeah.
Like, stop talking about, like, your Gucci bags, bitch. Like,
I know. And then like these when he's like, this is given my Porsche, up all their you know? Money. Yeah, that's the thing. I was like, yeah. People quit their jobs. I'm like, and then are devoting all their time to these people. I mean, that is right there.
And then they take 50% of like all of their coaches automatically relinquish 50% of their earnings.
Oh my God.
To Jeff and Shalia. Not even like to, it's now a church as well. That's another part of it. They're trying, basically the documentary is full of, it's journalists, former members, and videos of like the actual shit that's happening within this group, because they're trying to prove illegal activity. And it's actually been unsuccessful so far.
Right.
Like they brought it to the cops and they were like, there is not enough here for us to do anything. So the money is always a good way, like good place to start.
That's true.
And so they did start a church.
Yeah, because they don't want to
get out of paying taxes. And they have some really smart people they bring in to like do the finances, you know, and figure out all these ways to like hide money. And one of them was like a former member who was like, can we use this? And still not enough.
It's crazy. I just feel like you really have to have no morals to do that. You know, it's smart that they've, you know, created a church, but like to mess with people's minds like that, you to make your life fruitful, it's messed up.
Yeah. Or to basically suggest you will die alone.
Yeah.
Unless you do what we say, because we are the only ones who can teach you how to find your twin flame and how to make sure that that relationship stays healthy and wonderful. And it's not healthy because if Shalia and Jeff are twin flames, then being with your twin flame looks like a fucking nightmare. Like they are so mean to each other. They do not look happy. And it kind of ends with, they had a baby who they've basically told all their members is like the Messiah.
Oh, gross.
And a golden divine child or whatever, which means they've already ascended, which is, I guess, the goal is like you're trying to levels, right? Levels are big in cults, like,
right.
Or Scientology is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
But there's always another level that you got to pay
to get to.
But they're like literally, I think, in the process of doing like a, aren't they having like buying a big property?
Oh yeah, they want everybody to join.
Everybody
a compound.
To live basically a compound. And then if you make enough money, you're allowed to have a golden child too. But it literally, with other members, like, if you're basically in a two, if you can't, if one of you know, if you can't make a baby with your twin flame, you can get a donation from another member.
Oh my gosh.
I'm guessing it's all going to be Jeff.
Yeah, gross.
But you, like, your worthiness to have one of these golden children can only be decreed by Jeff and Shalia, and it's based on how much money you make.
That's crazy.
For them.
And isn't it that then the golden child won't be, look, they'll be celibate? Or won't be able to find another twin flame?
Or are they, I guess, I don't know. I can't remember what they said about that. But something crazy. Like, yeah. They've already ascended, so it's like they're their own twin flame. Although I'm sure it's just, they'll just be like, the golden children will be each other's twin flames.
Oh, gross,
and
yeah.
And then eventually, we'll all just be one big inbred happy family.
And then eventually, it all goes down. Remember one of the specialists, or the person who was like a person who specialized in getting people out of high control
situations.
Groups.
Yes.
She was basically like, they usually end in like a bloodbath, essentially, like, you know.
Right. Or like just the downfall of the leader. Like,
right.
Look at
that's
Nexium.
What the start,
like
yeah.
With the arrest, it takes like outside forces actually coming in and being like, this is all illegal and horrible for people who are in it. That's why that other documentary we're talking about is so
Love is One, yeah.
Because that shit, that came a crumbling down.
Yeah.
And yet it's like they're still in it.
There's
somehow.
A couple hardcore believers in that still, yeah.
Yeah. Like I don't know. It's wild. Check it out, you guys. It's really wild.
It's just so interesting to me because, of course, we all want the love of our life. And it's lonely if we don't have our, you know, good friends and whatever.
Yeah.
So I understand how people get, because we're in this age where you can Google anything and be like, yeah, I want what Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly have. And so you just ran it because that's where the term twin flame has been out there. In fact, even, did I say this already? Amy called her first father God her twin flame.
I heard it
I
in
like,
the documentary
God.
And I was like, that is, it must be some kind of spiritual concept.
It must.
You know, like,
Like a soulmate, like, right?
Yeah, it's your the idea. Yeah, your soulmate, your twin flame, the person who exists in this world that is only for you, yeah. and you are only for them. And I guess that what's scary is, I don't know, you know, like, look at the Golden Bachelor.
Right.
So sometimes you're going to have multiple twin flames in your lifetime based yeah. on whatever reason.
In fact, I encourage everyone to have a couple twin flames before you settle on that one twin flame. I'm just kidding. Yeah,
like, just, you know, like, let your soul mate with other souls.
Just to
and
see.
Then pick, and then, and just, you know, make sure you know
what you like you want
before you then are like, I stay
exactly,
with you.
Exactly, exactly.
Because it's just, I don't know. For me, it's just, you've always said this, and it's so true, that the reason why cults are successful is because all people are longing to belong, yeah. right? And so when you find those people that are struggling to find that in their lives, and then you bring them into a group where they're not only being promised your soulmate, your twin flame, true love, but you're also given a family, a group yeah. of friends. Like, you're part of a community. And that is incredibly intoxicating yes. to people who do feel isolated. And it's just so, it makes me so sad, because it's like, you could do such good things yeah. with the internet if human beings didn't suck.
Yeah,
you
I'm know, sure like, there are people in terms trying of to do bringing, good things, but yeah.
I'm sure, of course.
No, I know.
But it just makes me sad how people twist people's base desires that we all have, to have love, to have friendships, to yeah. feel like we belong and are part of something, that we're not alone.
Yes.
And like, to twist it. Well, and
this is,
just,
you know,
fuck with people.
Big part of this documentary were the parents who were like dying for their kids to come home or whatever. But I think about that even raising a child, my own kids, because I'm like, oh, wow, what can I do to make sure that they don't get, you know, caught up in something like this?
Well, and that was another thing I found very interesting. So the one family that has the twin sister.
Oh, right. That was wild.
Like,
so sad.
It almost didn't make sense. You know, she was like, this is my twin. She's my best yeah. friend. So like, already you're less likely to be feeling isolated if you're a twin, right? Because
right.
you literally have like this, you have a twin. And so it was kind of interesting to just, to listen to that story, because they tried and tried and tried, and their sister just kept coming back with, I don't want to have a relationship with you.
It's that was really sad, because I can't imagine.
I just don't want to. I don't trust you. You're bad for me. And it's like, wait. But she was like, but we had a great relationship yeah. and our family was happy. And there is, you know, there was no bad shit going
I
on.
I love the mom who was like, yeah, I quit smoking, but I started right back up. Because she was funny. She's like, I'm too stressed out. I was like, that's really
But the
funny.
Moms killed me. Yeah. Like, when one of them got a message from her child, and she just like broke down. She's like, I'm sorry, I didn't think. It happens like while she's being interviewed, and she gets a text message, and you can tell it's a slow thing. Like this member's, and I think by the end of it, her kid had actually decided to leave. But, you know, it was like that beginning of them seeing like, oh, this might be dangerous, and reaching out to their mom.
Yeah.
And their mom, who has been desperate. I don't know. It was breaking my heart. And then like the way they support, they found each other on Reddit, these moms.
Oh yeah.
Like they were trying to figure out what they could about this group. And then in doing so, they found each other, and they started this like community of moms who've lost their kids
yeah.
to the Twin Flames universe.
Exactly. You could call sure. Maybe it's not a CULT,
it is.
But like, I'm like, that right there, where parents are like, see, that's like a big old red flag. There's so many big red flags.
But. Oh my gosh, everything is a red flag. But if you are literally convincing people to cut off any contact with their families,
no.
I mean, unless you can prove that there was some really horrible shit going on within these families, I'm like, that's a cult,
right?
Yeah.
If
you say that we're your family now, you know,
like, join us.
That's a cult.
Oh my gosh. My other thing is once those golden children get to be 3 or 4, they're going to be like, oh my God, having kids is awful. I'm kidding. It's the greatest. I love them so much.
But that'll be rough if they got a bunch of 3-year-olds running around a compound
I'm telling
who all think they're the Messiah because they've been told that.
It's going to be some shitty ass kids, just saying.
Oh my gosh. I know. So we will obviously continue to update you guys, like if anything happens, if there's any way they prove like any kind of criminality within this group. But I could not recommend the docuseries more. And I will watch the one on Amazon because you said there are different people in that one.
It was interesting. Like the one, it's called Destiny. Oh my God, wait. Desperately Seeking Love.
So, okay.
Wait, no, I wrote it down. Where did I write it down? What is the, I forget what it's called. Desperately is it like, Seeking Something.
Yeah, and like then, Soulmate.
And then it's like in parentheses, Escaping Twin Flame. So it also has similar. But any, but it starts at Jeff's, the beginning of his life. Like it has pictures and video of so him in like high school. They talk to his best friend. They talk to his first girlfriend who's like, he was so charismatic. It's finally, I'm finally getting those, you know. She's like, you just wanted to be around him because he's just like, oh. And of course they were in theater. He was in the theater.
Of course. Well, here's the thing. I feel like what's fascinating about watching online every, you know, like cults, because you can see like sessions, you can see the videos that they put out.
There's even deleted and, like things from Twin Flames if you want to watch.
Yeah, but it's wild because he did, they do start off and they seem very likable. Like he seems a little, to me, not, I wouldn't say charismatic, I was more like, what a douche.
Yeah, of course. Same.
But he, you know, they do seem likable and they seem like kind of genuine. But then by the end of it, I'm literally like, I would punch that guy in the face if I saw him. Oh my gosh. Like, he's so horrible.
He's just let so the man demeaning.
Speak. Let the man speak. I was like, if you say that one more time to her, I'm going to throw my
TV. I'm like, what did your parents do to each other to make you, or to you, made you so not respect women?
I know. And then, like, in the same breath, say that, like, you're the only one that can help all of these women find love when you, like, clearly hate all of them.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for him to offer his own div to the others, you know. That's gonna
I'm telling you, that's what the compound is about. It's gonna be all about him donating his Jesus sperm.
Oh, gross.
Like, that's literally why he's like, we're gonna have all these couples that can't procreate naturally on their own, so they have to help, they have to use me. Blah, blah, blah.
But anyway, yes, we are gonna, I can't wait for, I'm so happy to be back. And yes, we'll be back in a couple weeks. You know, this is, we're about to get to holiday season, so it might be in a month.
It might be a little, it's a, it might be a little clunky clunk.
Yeah.
I do promise, because I know that before we didn't come back, I literally left my microphone at Vanya's because we thought we were going to record like a few days later or a week later. And I had told you guys that I had this story my mom requested, like ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
So we will still do that.
That's right.
I promise, Bets. It's coming.
Sounds good.
I did all the research, so we will get that episode out for you. But yeah, we love you guys, and we're very happy to be back.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you. I mean, we'll talk to you soon.
We'll talk to you soon, and happy holidays, everybody. Yay. We love you, Rom Criminals. Rom
Crime. Thank you for listening to Rom Crime with Averyn and Vanya. To stay up to date on all things Romy and Crimey, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram at Rom Crime or email us movie and true crime suggestions at romcrimepodcast@gmail.com. And as always, thanks for listening. Mm-hmm.